All right. Good morning. The S&P finished higher for 3 days straight, and a possible 20-for-1 stock split for Alphabet and talks of joining the Dow 30. We also have surprise payroll, private payroll numbers, that is, the first net job loss since December 2020, big moves from Capri and PayPal, and much, much more. Well, today is Wednesday, February 2nd, and if this is your first time, hi there. My name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. Although Marcus isn't with me this morning, the two of us have more than 47 years of trading experience, and every morning after sifting through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. And if this is your first time here, I know it can be a little overwhelming, so don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link in the description, and it's a great place to get started. And with that said, let's go ahead and look at what the markets did yesterday. We have here the S&P 500, and the S&P, nice start to February. So first trading day of February, S&P up 0.7%, opening a little bit higher, pulling back a little, but finishing near session highs. Here we could bring up a 5 minute chart here. We see that that pullback took place in the morning and then just kind of chopped around, went sideways. But some buying in the last hour of trading helped the S&P finish higher. We also have the Dow up 273 points. Also a nice run, up 0.8% for the day. Nice start to January. And then there's the NASDAQ, which has been beaten down. Here this red line is the 200-day moving average. We see that it's had a rough time over the last couple of weeks, a real tough January, as most of you know. And yesterday, after opening and pulling back a little bit, the NASDAQ was able to finish higher, up 0.75%. So nice start to February. And before we look at some individual names, let's go ahead and take a look at the economic calendars, because there is some big news this morning. We do see some red flag major reports this week, and ADP non-farm employment change is one of them. Now, the number, we saw a net decrease of 301,000 jobs. A forecast of about 185,000 was expected. The impact of Omicron wasn't a surprise, but analysts expecting 150,000 jobs added and not getting that, that was a bit of a surprise here. So a big decrease compared to what was expected. And a lot of this really being tied to the Omicron variant and people staying home from work, and the job difference being notable there. So that's moving the futures markets. We're going to talk about this a little bit later, see what's going on with futures. But let's go ahead and take a look at some individual names first. And I want to bring up UPS. UPS, United Parcel Service, the ticker UPS. Now, what a nice move yesterday. We had a big jump, a nice gap higher here on earnings. So they opened with a big gap higher, never looking back, ending the day with a 14% gain after yesterday's earning beat, and also announcing a dividend increase. So traders like that, you see that we were able to finish at $230.69. Nice move for UPS. And this did trickle over, carry over to FedEx as well. FDX is the ticker. We saw a higher open at first, but then pulling back just a little bit. So a lot of that interest going to UPS, although gap open with FedEx because of the news, just being in the same industry there, up 2.5% for FedEx. Now we could take a look at AMC, because AMC was making headlines yesterday. AMC Entertainment gapping higher on news that they expected preliminary results for the fourth quarter were better than anticipated. AMC saying results improved as 2021 progressed, and that it was a quarter. This quarter was the strongest in 2 years. Finishing higher with a 5% gain, although closing below its open. I do want to take a look at ExxonMobil as well. This was another big mover yesterday. They reported better than expected earnings and a slightly worse than expected revenue number. But the company did announce a new $10 billion stock buy program, which will have the company resume repurchases of shares for the first time in more than 5 years. And although it was a muted start to begin with, ExxonMobil just took off like crazy, finishing higher by 6.4%. So a real strong day for Exxon, even though it was a pretty muted start here, just a small higher open and then taking off throughout the day. Let's look at one more here yesterday that moved nicely, and this is UBS. And UBS, similar to what we saw with some of the other names, big gap higher on earnings and then finishing the day strong, up 9.3% yesterday. Now, UBS had a nice winning day after reporting its best annual profit since 2006. So things looked pretty good last year, but this was their best annual profit since 2006 and announced plans to increase its dividend as well as it boost its share buyback program. So we're starting to hear now these share buyback programs as well. And what happens there is when a company announces that they are using money to buy back shares, then it is decreasing the amount of shares in the market, which is a boost to the share value. And so that's starting to take off a little bit this earnings season. It will be interesting to see how many other companies we hear do that. But that always helps the stock price. Speaking of stock prices, let's take a look at Google here. And Google, or Alphabet, Google's parent company to be exact here. Look at this, back above $3,000 a share. And this could be temporary for one reason in particular, but we see up 9% pre-market. If we look back here at the 2021 highs, that's exactly where we're trading. So a big move from Alphabet. They reported better than expected earnings and revenue, but the company also announced a 20-for-1 stock split, which, if approved by shareholders, means that the price of the stock is going to decrease basically 20-fold to make it more attractive to some smaller investors. And this is something that is common for stocks that really run up and get to be a higher price. Now, these days, you do have fractional shares, so these higher price stocks are more available to investors than they have been in the past, but it just makes the company a little more easy to trade for some. We saw it with Tesla, we saw it with Apple, both of those companies making big runs after the split. So it'll be interesting to see if the split does take place and how that impacts the stock. But with that split and with the earnings, there's talk of Google heading into the Dow. Not confirmed, but that is being tossed around, and it would be interesting to see Google in the Dow 30. I think it has a place for it there. So we'll see what happens after the market opens, but up over 9% pre-market and solid earnings from Google. Another company that reported better than expected earnings, Capri, CPRI here, and up 13%. I need to squeeze this chart lower just to show where we're trading. This looks like we're taking out highs of 2021. So a big earnings jump. Now, this is a company behind Michael Kors and other luxury brands, and they reported better than expected earnings and raised its profit forecast as demand for handbags and apparel remained strong. They reported $2.21 a share versus a $1.69 estimate, and traders are loving that, up 12-13% pre-market, taking out 2021 highs, and we'll see where that one opens, but looking real solid pre-market. Another company that reported earnings, Starbucks. Starbucks. So Starbucks down a little bit, down 3% here, trading around 95.80 as we approach the open. They said that They have higher costs weighing on profits, and this led the company to miss its fiscal first quarter earnings estimate and also cut its full year outlook. So the future guidance, what's going to take place in the future because of the higher costs having an impact on Starbucks. I mean, we're down 3%, but you could say that this was to be expected, right, with the supply chain issues. And also, you know, even if it's not a supply chain issue, just higher prices, higher costs for employees and also products with inflation. Right now, taking a 3% drop there, getting down towards lows that we had recently over the last week or two. And we'll see where we open. General Motors, another one, reporting earnings, and they came in 16 cents above estimates with a report of $1.35 per share. General Motors up over 2% pre-market. Revenue did come in lower than expected. They did issue an upbeat 2022 forecast saying that it's accelerating its efforts to produce and market electric vehicles. So taking a bigger shot at the electric vehicle space seems to be positive for the stock and also for investors. Although getting caught up in this recent slide here that we saw in January, we are up 2% pre-market on that earnings news. Another one that's getting a little beat up here is PayPal. PayPal just having a rough time after the Pinterest curse here back in October and then an earnings drop. PayPal not responding well to today's earnings, down 19%. So they missed bottom line forecasts and also issued weaker than expected current quarter outlook. They missed the estimates, earnings estimates by just a penny. And revenue was better than expected. So it really looks like the current quarter forecasts are what's holding this one back. So taking a little bit of a hit, well, a pretty big hit, pre-market down 19%. Another one reporting AMD, Advanced Micro Devices. This time a nice earnings reaction, up 11%. And AMD beat estimates by 16 cents with adjusted quarterly profit of 92 cents a share. Revenue also better than expected. And AMD also said that they expect better than expected full year revenue on a strong demand for its data center chips. So up over 11% pre-market. Now, let's take a look at Facebook's parent company, Meta Platforms, FB, the ticker. Facebook almost up 3% pre-market. NASDAQ doing well, looking at NASDAQ futures. Facebook is reporting after the bell today. Now, as we approach the open, the NASDAQ is still in correction territory, but it looks like futures liking this this report that we had out. Let me go ahead and reset the chart. I take that back. I thought we were higher after the jobs report, but it looks like we're down just a little bit, pulling away from session highs. When I first looked at that, I thought it was the exact opposite. Pulling back a little bit. The E-mini S&P, though, up 0.6% as we approach the open. Dow futures flat, so Dow futures up 8 points. That's nothing for the Dow, so just a flat start for the Dow. NASDAQ up over 1%, although pulling away from overnight highs. NASDAQ up 1.1% as we approach the U.S. market open. So looks like we're going to see a higher start with the NASDAQ leading the way as we get closer to the opening bell. Could be another volatile day of trading. Now, we have the one jobs report out this morning, but the biggie is on Friday. So the monthly jobs report being released pre-market on Friday. That's the one that is closely watched and more watched than what we had today. Of course, we still have some big names reporting earnings as well. So that's going to do it for today's stock market update. If you like the update, you want more, please like the video. We always love your support. We're going to see what we can trade this morning. And until tomorrow,